Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
What's up, everyone, and welcome back to a brand new episode of From the Lions Cove Podcast. I'm your host, Marcelo, and today I have my three good friends.
Olivia Munding,
Megan Weiner,
and Ellie Fleischer.
Yeah, so the big three, the squad, pulled up today for the podcast. We've been talking about doing this for a while. I'm glad we finally got a date for it. And I'm very excited to go over your lacrosse careers. I don't know anything about lacrosse, but I'm very excited to learn a little bit about it and learn about your careers and your journeys through it. So it's going to be awesome. So to give a proper intro to the big three, so starting off with Ellie, she plays attack. So 2024 academic all OAC, IWLCA academic honor roll, and she played in one game. Then in 2023, played in three games, two ground balls, and then she unfortunately suffered a head injury. And then in 2022, played 12 games, 6 points, two goals versus Heidelberg, one collegiate goal versus Marietta, and one assist versus Denison. Now looking over to Livy. Livy in 2024 played six games, 16 saves. She had a 571 point save percentage, which is crazy. I think that's pretty good, right, for Lex?
Yeah, that's solid.
All right. So then seven saves versus Capital. In 2023, played nine games, 25 saves. And in 2022, played nine games, three saves in the OAC championship. Then looking at Megan on defense in 2024, she was an honorable mention for all OAC, played in 15 games, 30 ground balls, 22 caused turnovers. In 2023, missed season due to injury. And then in 2022, played 16 games, caused 24 turnovers. Okay. So obviously great resumes on the big three. So yeah,
I'm loving this new name.
Yeah.
Starting 0-5 in 2023 and then finishing with a 14-1 record this year is huge. What do you think changed between those two seasons, and how did the team stay focused and motivated through both the struggles and the success?
I think the special thing about this year, going undefeated into our last game, so we finished out 14-1. We have our first OAC playoff game this Wednesday, so we're really excited for that. But I think the big change here, and especially this season, is that literally every single person on our team wants to be there. Everyone is just excited. We all know the goal, and that's to get a ring. We're the big three here. We've never had that opportunity yet. We lost in our freshman year in the OAC championship, and then have been in playoffs the rest, just battling through it all. So I think everyone's hungry. We want that ring, and I think everyone is buying into that process and wants to be there. So I think that's really helped. Just get everyone on the same page, get the energy up. People want to be at practice. People want to get better. People want to put in the extra work, and I think that's really made a difference this season.
I think it also, especially for the upperclassmen and the sophomores coming in, they were freshmen last year when Coach Shoebridge, it was her first year, and I think it took a lot of adjusting for the whole team to figure out the dynamics of everybody and how she was as a coach and as a head coach. And correct me if I'm wrong, but that was her first year as a head coach,
yes.
Right? Yeah. So I think that it was just adjusting to a team that was a bit broken from our past coaches, which I know we'll talk about later, adjusting to like how to repair us culturally and like mentally all together while also trying to kind of make a name for herself. So I think that was definitely like after having last year under her belt and knowing what our team can do and knowing all of the potential that we truly had, and also getting to know the girls different, like being on a team full of 32 girls isn't easy. Definitely coaching 32 girls and like figuring out what works for everybody definitely wasn't easy either. So she kind of took a broken team and like tried to put us back together. And I know this year we've just been working towards the common goal of that OAC championship, like finally getting the ring after falling short so many times. And as Ellie was saying, like our team just loves each other and loves the sport of lacrosse, and like through our coaching staff and through supporting each other, like I know I personally have fallen back in love with the sport of lacrosse after a tough few years. And I think not only do we play all for each other, but also I think the underclassmen know how much we went through as like players and on this in our freshman year and sophomore year, and I think that I always can can tell that like they're doing it for us and they're kind of showing their support in any way. So.
Yeah, I agree with what both you guys have to say. You guys took the words right out of my mouth, but definitely everyone is bought in the team culture this year. Like, we've always had a good team culture all 4 years that we've been here, but like this year was the closest we've ever been. And I just like think like our team chemistry has like helped us be able to like be 14-1 and like work towards success and winning.
Not only is our team like closer, but I think we have a lot of more trust and respect in each other. And that comes with how close we are and like the culture. We say culture all the time. And like, that's our coach's thing is like, we have the best culture at John Carroll. Like, we truly love each other and we truly want to be there. But also through that, we trust each other and we've been able to have hard conversations with each other. And like, we've honed in on the fact that like your mistakes make you perfect. So like, if I know that Ellie should have gotten a pass, I'm like, oh, come on, Ellie. Like, I knew that you could do that. Or if I see someone that I know is faster than they can be and they're not doing 100% in sprints, we'll be like, come on, like, I know that you can go faster than that. So like, we've been holding each other to a higher standard. And then like having yourself also be held to that standard, it's super cool. And having people be receptive of just like, I know that you can do better, like, let's do this, has created practices that are competitive, hard, fun. Like, it's just, it's cool to be at and it's cool to see everybody. Truly, practices sometimes are harder than games because of how hard like we push each other.
Like, my like journey, I've been on teams that, you know, started off like 0-11 or 0-0 something. You know, we had horrible team chemistry at times where people would just play iso ball and basketball and just not share the ball. They were all out to get their own points. And then I've been on teams where, you know, you have teammates that are really like looking out for you. Like, you know, if you're open, they'll pass it to you. They won't be selfish. And playing with that like mindset of just like wanting everyone else to win is huge, because you start to form that like relationships both on the field and off the field.
Yeah.
And it really just builds that team chemistry. So obviously, you know, going through that, you know, 0-5 start eventually came closer, became tighter, and you guys really want to win together and as a team instead of, you know, okay, I want these awards, you know, I want my own awards instead of the team award. And obviously at D3 and in general, the team award is usually the main thing. So awesome. So over the years, you've had to adjust to different coaching styles and philosophies. So how have these changes shaped your development as players? And what's the most valuable lesson you've learned over the past 4 years?
And I think over the past 4 years, we've had 3 different head coaches. And I don't think many athletes can say that. So first, it was just a huge adjustment overall. Every single coach brings, you know, good things. They may bring new things. And just adapting to every single coach it's been hard. It's been tough. And trying to, you know, not only play good, but also like form relationships with your coaches has also been tough. I know my junior year when our current head coach started, I was abroad. So I missed that whole like all season of just like getting to know her and like how she, you know, coaches and her coaching style to then jumping in the spring and being in season and trying to like adapt to that. That was hard. So I think just like trying to understand, you know, what the coach sees in you and what the coach wants from you. And also, you know, what you can learn from that coach. I think that's been, you know, the biggest takeaways that I've had.
I definitely think that having multiple coaches, you have to prove yourself again and again each time you have a new coaching staff. So like each year you're working harder and harder trying to prove yourself and like gain the spot that you want. And sometimes that doesn't always happen and you just have to be understandable and adaptable.
I mean, I'll like obviously, you know, kind of like how you mentioned like Livy, just having to prove yourself like every single year, like every time you have a new coach is tough. I mean, I probably have like 20-30 contacts of coaches like in my phone, just, you know, and those coaches I had to like prove, I had to like work hard, kind of make a name for myself, reputation, and then eventually you build that relationship. And then once you get a new coach, you start that all over again, and it's like the same process, and it's like, wow, like I really spent all this time like building this relationship with this person, and then now it's gone, and you just have to start all over again. So that's definitely like one thing that's like tough. But I've kind of like an off-topic question. So obviously, like, I've never really been to a lacrosse game. My cousin played lacrosse in high school, but like I didn't really like understand it. So if you were to give me like a little like summary of how to play the game of lacrosse.
I'd say it's soccer with sticks. I'd say that's my best explanation of it. It's like on the girl's side, I would say it's less like physical. It's more like technical, because the guys can shoot from wherever and hope it goes in, whereas the girls, it's more like calculated because you can't, like, there's a lot of rules. But yeah, I think overall, I would just say it's like a fast-paced game. It has all the positions that, like, you know, something like soccer would have, like a midfield, an attack, a defense. So yeah, that would be mine. I don't know.
No, that's probably good.
You guys have anything else?
Yeah.
It's a fun game, though.
Yeah.
There's a lot of rules, though.
There's been a lot of new rule changes. And they're really protective, especially of the girls' side, because we literally only wear goggles. So, like, some girls are starting to wear helmets now because it's getting really physical. Like, we can get hit with a ball in the head, like, literally at any time. So that's why there is all these rules that can't be chucking the ball from the 40 yard and hope it doesn't hit someone. So.
But I will say, I think that people don't give women's lacrosse enough credit. I mean, I'm biased because I play, but, like, it's hard. And yeah. it's very skill oriented, and it might not be the most fun thing to watch. I know a lot of people think it's a super slow game just because of all of the rules now, but it is such a fun sport to play, and yeah. I just want to like quick shout out.
Yeah,
because
give a little props.
It's so fun, but it is really hard, and if you know how to play and like what all goes into it, it's so cool to watch because it like watching all the plays like go yeah. through, it's a cool sport. So I don't know. Come watch the game.
So you've all been best friends and teammates for years, and now that senior day is behind you, how has playing alongside each other over the years shaped your bond, and what does it mean to have experienced that milestone together? Because a lot of people, you know, even in like high school, like we had a team of 17 freshmen and there was only 4 seniors left. Like, so, you know, it's definitely tough, and you know, you see a lot of people quit throughout the way, but obviously making it through, you guys are very strong for that. So talk about your experience.
I definitely think that like playing a sport in college and like being on a team helps you like get those bonds. Like coming here, I like barely knew anyone. I only knew like the lacrosse team, but like you do so much more together that you do when like you're not on a team. Like we have lifts together, team dinners, like we have so many like other events that we do that we just like are always together in, I guess.
Yeah, yeah.
And I just think like, I mean, right here, the big three, these are my girls. Like at the end of the day, like, you know, you talked about like, how did you adapt to like all the changes and, you know, and with all the different coaching staff and, you know, proving yourself. Like if it was not for Olivia and Megan sitting here right now today, like I would 1000% not be where I am. And like, one, you guys just rock. And like, two, I think, you know, we literally spend the entire day together. Like we just joked, like, what was it, 2 days ago? We were like all sitting next to each other in the training room, like just getting our stretches in, and someone, like one of our teammates, Rachel, walked past and she was like, do you guys like not see, like do you not get enough of each other?
It was like,
and
I was, do you like, not spend enough time
yeah.
with each
and
other?
I was like, no, like we need more time. And I think like just being on a team and like being able to be around them like all throughout the day, and like you see them at school and in class, and then you see them on the field, like they're just my girls. And I really cannot imagine, you know, playing lacrosse without guys.
I have to add something. Like, you guys are my people. Like, I don't know what I would, like, I don't think I could do lacrosse without you guys.
That was sweet. I mean, I feel like we've talked a lot about freshman to senior, like, growth. And as people and as friends, or personally, as a person and as a friend and as a player, you guys have made me 10 times better than I ever could have imagined. Like, I go to lacrosse. Sometimes, I mean, you don't always want to be going to practice, but the fact that I get to get out of bed and drive with these two, like, to practice is so fun. We always listen to music, or we just talk about, like, our day. Having the support of Livy and Ellie has just been incredible, not only on the field, but also I always tell them, like, God put them in my life as a reason. Like, this year we have gotten closer than we ever have been, and yeah. I can't imagine a life without them now. Like,
literally.
I don't know. I'll get emotional talking about it because they're just, like, the best people. But, like, we get home from practice and we're eating dinner together, talking about our days.
Exactly.
Like, I could nonstop be with them, and I'm just so grateful for being recruited to the same school as the people that I came in with freshman year. Like,
exactly.
I have the best friends, and thank God for John Carroll. Like, as much as sometimes there's ups and downs, I always remind myself that, like,
yeah.
I was never going to be a professional athlete.
Yeah.
I can tell you that much. So, like, keeping the memories, and, like, I have my bridesmaids for sure. So, like,
yeah.
And having senior day after all of that, we had the best senior day
so
that I've ever,
yeah. so
ever could have imagined. Like, we had the best day.
And we just had each other, and we had our families there. And, like, I feel like we've had great support, like, all throughout our 4 years, whether that was from, you know, each other, or from our families, or from our friends.
Each other's families.
Yeah,
like,
each other's families. Like, I think getting to senior day and, like, walking down, like, the field, we don't see as big as an accomplishment as it is, because we have, like, sticked it out, and we have, like, put in the work, and, like, I'm proud of you guys, so.
I'm proud of you guys. Love you guys.
Wow, that was so wholesome thing with this podcast is seen. So,
probably also the most wholesome thing we've ever said to each
yeah,
other.
Yeah,
I'll never be said again.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, coming here to John Carroll as freshman, like, obviously, like, Livy and Meg, you guys are both from, like, the Rochester area, and then Ellie from Pittsburgh, you know, you come to a brand new place, you know, in a different state, not knowing, like, what to expect, and the fact that, you know, you've seen your progress, you've seen the journey, and, you know, you guys have been together ever since, like, it's, like, truly awesome, and, you know, it's funny, like, we kind of always talk about this, but when everything kind of comes to an end, that's when everyone starts to become closer and stuff, and it really starts to become real, whereas when you're in the moment, when you're going to classes and you're doing, like, the daily stuff, like, you don't really, like, think about it. But now there are times coming here and a little, like, less than a month is crazy, so.
I mean, also, can I just add in, like, thank God for Livy for bringing us you, Cello.
Yeah.
Like,
cash money.
Good friend, great person, cash money.
Shout out the accounting program.
Yeah, so, me and Livy went on that amazing trip together. It was to New York City and D.C., and we became very close, and we've been great friends ever since, so. That's definitely my dog for sure. So,
twin.
Twin.
Twin. So now kind of going into the individual questions, Meg, congrats on being a finalist for the Roman Canning Award. So what does that recognition mean to you? And community service shaped your JCU experience?
Alexandra Heishman, who started the Morgan's Message chapter at John Carroll, she's like one of my biggest role models in life. She actually was the one that handed me, like, or told me that I was a finalist, and it was right after we had a huge win
against BW.
It was a really big win, and I just remember being so stoked about it. It was at our Morgan's Message game too, which was just the coolest thing ever. And for people that don't know what Morgan's Message is, it was started in honor of Morgan Rogers, who took her life at the age of 22 after battling a career-ending injury. Her family started it in honor of her, and it's really just to emphasize the fact that your mental health is just as important as your physical health, which going through college has been a big thing for me. I had double hip surgery when I was a sophomore and took a huge mental toll on my life, but the community service of being on the board of Morgan's Message has just been something that is so, so important to me. And the topic of mental health and ending the stigma that surrounds it has also always been such a huge...
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Huge, like, importance in my life. So, I mean, I know that that's not the only reason why I'm being recognized for it. I worked at the JDC. I did volunteer there with one of my classes, and we taught, like, a book about power source and how to take your own power back to young girls that were incarcerated, and that was such a cool experience. And being able to do that through John Carroll, like, I would have never done that at home by myself. And having classes here that kind of require you to do service is something that I think is so cool, and it's just such a big part of John Carroll and what it is. And like the Jesuit experience. So it's just fun. Like, I have loved giving back and helping, and that's like what I want to do with my life is I just got a job working at a mental health day clinic, and I'm just like so stoked because...
Yeah, my girl. Congrats.
Thank you. Shout out Magnolia Clubhouse. But I'm just so stoked, and I what fuels me is like seeing people's reactions when like you know that you helped them with something, and I am just really excited, and I'm just very honored to be recognized because it is. I think that it's only their fourth year of doing it. And I'm just I don't know. I think that it will. I would love to win, but also just to be recognized is also such a blessing in life, and I just love helping people. I don't know.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, I know. Like this past summer for my 3-on-3 league, we raised money for special sports, a nonprofit that helps kids with disabilities like play organized sports. Yeah. And it was awesome. Like the feeling of just being able to give back and make a difference. Like we were able to pay for these kids' pool party. Awesome. So like, so it was awesome. Like it was a great experience. And the fact that I was with all like my best friends, like, you know, and they were helping out, like it was awesome. So just like the feeling of giving back, you know, you just feel good. And, you know, like you're really making like a difference in like people's lives. And, you know, I feel like at times, like, you know, people will be like, will say, oh, like I don't have time to do that. Yeah. But you can always make time to give back and always, you know, make things better in people's lives and within the community. So big congrats on that, Meg.
Thanks.
So and plus Carol like always like promotes, you know, service and just giving back. And I feel like with Carol, you know, you really like adapt to that and you kind of make the effort to go give back. And, you know, you're kind of stepping out of like your comfort zone, you know, for some people. And, you know, after you do it, you feel great. So then you want to continue doing it. So our next question is for Ellie. So Ellie, after battling through many injuries and coming back strong, what was the mental and physical journey like, and how did it change your approach to the game?
That's a good question. I mean, sitting here, Megan, double hip surgery herself, many athletes on our team as well, and literally almost every athlete has battled an injury. And I think, you know, coming in freshman year with a torn labrum and had a shoulder surgery, and then to concussion sophomore year, to then dealing with shoulder stuff again junior year, to then now being a senior dealing with the old croaks and the old bones and just trying to make it through, being 22, playing with, you know, girls that are 18, it's been tough. And I think, you know, mentally, like, I'm a very confident person, you know, outside of lacrosse, but when it comes to lacrosse, like, it's like one of my weaknesses is just like being confident in who I am. And I think when, you know, you come back from an injury, obviously, you know, you feel like you're out of it, you feel like you're out of shape. And I think that was the toughest thing mentally, is just getting back in the swing of things, and also, like, you know, trying to prove yourself with, you know, the, like, a new head coach every year. And also just like trying to, you know, make the most out of your role in that position. So like when you're hurt, you're not on the field playing. So you have to find your role, whether that's being, you know, the hype man on the sidelines, or, you know, giving, you know, your teammates advice. I think it's just, you know, about finding your role and being mentally tough through it. And I think, you know, it's really changed my game in the sense that, like, I appreciate what the people that, you know, can't play with us are doing for our team. Because, you know, when you're, we call it the IR for us, the injured reserve, you know, when you're on IR, like, you're, you know, up in the press box doing the score, you're helping pick up balls, you're cheering on your teammates. Like, people don't see, you know, that role and how hard it is to, you know, stand on the side while your team is, you know, having so much fun playing, working in the, you know, all day to just like trying to get better, whether that's PT, dry needling, cupping. Like, there's so much that, like, you know, we have to go through just to play the sport we love. So I think just overall, like, just being like mentally tough and like understanding that, you know, this season may look different than maybe it did, you know, back when, but knowing that, you know, finding comfort in this is your new role and just make the most out of it.
Yeah. And I mean, you know, obviously being friends with you guys, I mean, you guys go through treatment like every day, like, you know,
hours.
You guys always texted and stuff. So, like, I mean, like, the amount of like recovery, the amount of things that, like, you guys do to prepare your bodies and your minds to play is tough. So big props to you for that. And obviously, you know, coming back from injury, like, I'll never forget. So when I broke and dislocated my finger on my shooting hand, because I'm a lefty, and I came back and I was so afraid to shoot the ball because I was like, I don't want it to like snap out of place or anything like that. And I had so much anxiety just going into tryouts, because I literally came back like the day of tryouts, and it was just like, I just felt weird, just like out of it. So I know, you know, when you come back like right off injury, it feels super weird at first, but eventually, you know, you have to adapt and, you know, kind of get used to getting back to how you used to play.
Exactly.
So, but yeah, I know the challenges are definitely tough. You guys are obviously pushing through and doing great. So now going to Livvy. Livvy, with a .571 save percentage in 2024, super impressive.
Thank you.
So being a goalie comes with a lot of pressure. So how do you handle the intensity of needing to make those big saves?
I think just making sure you're playing your game. Like, when you go in, you just have to mentally be there and be prepared for whatever's going to happen. Like, just when you go in, knowing that you're going to give it your all and you're going to play as best as you can, and just that to, like, help you. Definitely, like, our scouts help, like, and watching film, it helps, like, show me how people shoot, where they shoot. But also, like, just, like, when I'm in cage, I try not to think, because when I think, I overcomplicate things. So I'm just there and playing my game, which is, that's, like, the only way I can describe it. But, like, if I'm overthinking, like, how someone's gonna shoot a ball, like, where it's gonna go, I'm, like, not prepared. Like, I just have to, like, be ready, track the ball as best as I can, and just show up and show out for those situations.
Yeah, I mean, like, listen, like, the mental side is huge. Like, I know, like, I was always told, like, you know, it's always 80% mental, like 20% physical. Just like, if you have the right mindset going into a game, like, you're gonna play great, like, you're gonna play your best. Whereas if you are just completely out of it, like, it kind of just shuts you down for like the whole game. And obviously, being a goalie, like, to make those big saves and to really prevent the other team from scoring, like, that's a big role, because obviously, you know, you can cost your team some games at times, and you know, and if you let up those goals and the pressure does fall on you. But obviously, you know, to be in that role is great, and you know, it's pressure is privilege for sure. That's like one thing that, like, I've always learned. It's like, okay, like, if I have pressure to do something, you know, that means I have to do it. Like, I have to rise to the occasion.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, awesome. So going back to Meg. So Meg, you've been a standout on defense this season. So what's your mentality when you're tasked with shutting down an opposing player? So I'm not too sure how, like, defense works. Like, I'm not sure if it's like you have to guard a specific player, or if you have to pick up, like, players on your side of the field. Like, how does that work?
Well, so sometimes we'll do a face guard, but we call it a choke. So we kind of shut someone off from getting any passes, or sometimes we'll spike them, which means we'll send a slide early to them if we know they're a driver. Typically we choke if they're a good feeder, but defense, I guess that we typically set up like where we set up. Sometimes I'm low, sometimes I'm high, but it also just depends on if you have a matchup or not that day. So for some of our harder teams like Capital, Mount, BW, typically we will have some matchups out there, and sometimes that can get confusing. But the nice thing is that, like, I love our defense because it's so well run and we're able to help each other out at all times. Personally, I think mentally for me, defense has been a lot of ups and downs. downs in the way that I've been playing my defense. I think that it's a very also mentally challenging position because you miss a slide, that's your fault. You go behind the line and it's tied up. Now the other team is winning because you pushed a little bit too hard. Like, so I think that this year, the way that I mentally go into like matchups is kind of playing, our coach always says, like, play clean and composed. I've always been getting calls from like the past 3 years. I was definitely, I think, leading the team in fouls. So I've been really putting in a lot of work to focus on the fundamentals and going back to that. And I think also playing the harder teams and having those matchups, you just have to remember that, I mean, you're playing your team, you're playing your game, you're playing John Carroll Women's Lacrosse, and really doesn't matter who you're going up against. It matters how you play when you're playing against them. So kind of trying not to look at the name on the other person's jersey and trying to play for the name on mine. Like, that's kind of the mentality that I'm going into it. And you also have to remind yourself that this is the game of lacrosse. The game is that it's going to be a close game. The other team is going to score, and that's kind of just the fun of it. I think the most fun games that we've had this season have definitely been like the closer games, the games that give you the thrill of, oh, it's close. Like, how blessed are we to be able to play a competitive game of lacrosse on like a beautiful day? Like, those are the best days. And I think the mentality this year has just been like, play every day like it's your last, because I mean, we're going into playoffs now, and we're only promised one more game in our careers of lacrosse. And so I think I've just been trying to go at it with everything that I've got, but also knowing that you can make calculated risks because I trust my teammates so much. So I think that's why, like, you get cost turnovers, because I'm confident that I know if I miss that goal, if I miss that ball, like, my teammates have my back, or I'm gonna go for this GB if I'm not fast enough, like, my teammates got my girl and can recover. And I just, this year has been fun, but definitely also challenging.
Yeah. And then, like, you kind of talked about like the scoring aspect. Yeah. I know, like, I always thought like the scoring were, like, was often low, mm-hmm. but like the past scores that I've seen, like, they've been like,
yeah,
like pretty high, like 15 to 10 or like mm-hmm. different scores like that. Is that usually how like lacrosse is? Like, is it always like high scoring, or is it always low?
It honestly really depends on the teams that you're playing.
And how good you do that day.
Yeah, honestly.
If offense is connecting, then yeah, it's going to be a higher scoring game. But
if sticks are hot, yeah, that'll be higher. If it really just depends on who you're playing. But I know, like, if we're playing someone that is at the same level as us, typically it's going to be a high scoring game because it's going to be back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. If we're playing a team that's a little, I think that if we're playing a team that's like a little bit worse than us, we typically, the score will be a little bit higher. But it literally really just depends on who you're playing and
yeah,
how well you play and how hot your goalie is that day, who saves what, like, really just luck of the draw. I don't know.
Now going on to Ellie, being named the Academic All-OAC and IWLCA Academic Honor Roll is very impressive. So how do you juggle the academic and the athletic pressures?
Totally. I think coming to John Carroll has just truly been a blessing with that, because, you know, it is a D3 school. It's great business school. You know, everyone here, like, wants to do good in school and, like, appreciates, you know, the education that we get here. So I think that has just truly set up the success, you know, to be able to, you know, conquer the classroom and also, like, you know, kill it on the field. And I think, you know, being D3, I wanted to go to a school that had, like, a very prestigious program, like, specifically in business, because that's what I was looking for, but also, like, play for a team that was good. And I think John Carroll was, like, that perfect fit. And also, like, the best thing about being D3 is that it's for the student before the athlete, and I think that's something that varies, like, from D3 to D1. So, you know, we're allowed to do things that, you know, maybe a D1 program couldn't do, such as, like, going on these trips. Like, unfortunately, one of them was canceled, but I was going to go on a economics trip to D.C. in March, and, like, my coach was going to let me do that. Or, like, I got to study abroad for an entire semester and, like, further my education, even though I was, like, missing a fall season. So I think just being here and, like, understanding that, you know, you are here to play lacrosse, but, like, you're also here to get such a great education has just really, you know, opened the doors for me to just be able to, like, really take in all the education and, like, really and just enjoy being college student.
Yeah, and, like, even, like, here at Carroll, like, I always feel like the classes are harder than, like, some of, like, my friends at, like, other schools' classes. Yeah. You know, they'll be like, yeah, like, you have, like, two papers, that's it. I'm like, oh, well, I'm doing homework every single day. I mean, obviously, I don't play a sport here, but, you know, just, like, balancing the academics and also, like, the social life as well, like, it's like, very, very challenging. So props to you for balancing all of that, taking all the harder classes and also balancing your social life on top of that. So now going back to Livy, goalkeeping requires not just physical skill, but also a strong sense of anticipation. So how do you read the game and position yourself to make those saves? And what's been your biggest learning moment this season?
Like, out of my career here, like, I've played most my freshman year than I have now. And, like, I haven't had, like, the best mentality about it. But I think this year I was really, like, locked in and focused. And I really cared about playing. Like Megan said earlier, like, I really fell back in love with lacrosse this year. So basically, when I do go into games, I, at least freshman and sophomore year, and even last year too, I would go in cold, which that you just have to be, like, prepared and, like, anticipating to go in. Like, you have to always be ready. And, like, this year, we haven't been doing that many, like, cold subs, but, like, we'll be able to warm up again. But, like, just being able to, like, know what you have to do and then be able to like go and do it.
Yeah.
And like, especially like being a goalie, like there's only one position. Like there's only one goalie can be in at a time. Whereas like there's four attack, four defense, and three middies. Like there's like multiple positions. So like goalies, like there's only one. So like you have to be like on your best, like doing your best, showing up prepared, like putting in the work, being gritty, and yeah.
Yeah. Well, Libby, that was a great response to that question, honestly. And you know, I feel like that's always like one of like the hardest part of sports is just going in cold and not being able to like get like a warm up, and you're kind of just thrown out there. But I feel like going into those, you know, uncomfortable scenarios or going in those like different environments, they'll eventually like make you stronger, create that, you know, good, like it'll be a different experience for you, but you'll definitely, you know, have some anxiety, but you'll definitely come out like a lot stronger and you'll feel more confident, you know, the next time, you know, you just get thrown in there. But so now to wrap up this podcast, I always end off, I don't send this to any of my guests, so you guys did not get this sent to you guys. But so this is the quote of the episode segment. So for this, I'll say a quote that I find online. If it could be to like a famous person, famous athlete, even like Pinterest, even anything really. And so you guys will go around and talk about what this quote means to you. And then each of you should tell me and the audience a quote that you live by every day. This one was off Google Images. So it said, "Even when you've played the game of your life, it's the feeling of teamwork that you'll remember. You'll forget the plays, the shots, and the scores, but overall, you'll never forget your teammates."
This quote is like struck a nerve because I, every single season, don't remember any of the games because the only thing that I remember is like being out on the field with my teammates. And I think that I'm just grateful that that's my memory. Like I remember the bus rides to and from where we go. I remember being in the locker room. I remember calibrating, which is a dance that we do every single time before a game. And I just remember like being together. I remember celebrating together. I'll remember losing together. These teammates have been my life and I'm just grateful that we get to play with them. But I think that it's just fun that I just remember all the fun times and like the bonding things that we do together. And playing lacrosse is just an added bonus to finding like my lifelong friends.
Yeah.
I think. Do I say my quote now?
Oh, yeah, sure. Go ahead.
The quote that I live by every day is "Start each day with a grateful heart." It's my favorite quote.
That's a great quote.
Definitely like lacrosse is a team sport. Like you have to like do things as a team. Mm-hmm. Like there's no I in team. So like you just have to be together and like working together towards like a greater goal, which is what we do on a daily.
Yeah, awesome. Okay. Love it. So now what quote do you live by every day?
It is what it is.
That's her favorite quote.
That is my quote.
All the time.
Yeah.
Because life's gonna happen. It is what it is. Like you just have to deal with it and move on. Accept it. Control the controllables.
Yeah, that's it.
This quote completely embodies, I would say, basically my entire like athletic experience. Like, I mean, playing like three sports in high school to now like playing collegiate lacrosse. I think, you know, I don't remember, you know, the games. I mean, even when we talk about like last season and they're like, oh, that big loss. Like, I don't even like think about like that stuff. Like, I'm thinking about, you know, our spring break trips. Like, went to Florida this year. We had a blast. Like, I'm thinking about all of our like, you know, team bonding events. Whether that's like, you know, going out with the teammates or just like having fun in practice, like every single moment has just ingrained, you know, not only good memories with my favorite people, but also just like solidifying just solid relationships with like every single one of these girls. And like, I can't wait to like come back and like cheer on all the like underclassmen that are gonna be playing and like get to cheer Livy and Meg on and whatever they're doing that I live by. It's my favorite one to say it all the time is you can't lose what's meant to you. And I feel like that's like what I'm living right now is like, you know, I'm a senior and, you know, I still am figuring out the post grad plans and like, regardless of whatever happens, like I can't lose what's meant to me. So
yeah. Well, what a great way to end off this episode. Livy, Meg, and Ellie, thank you again for hopping on the podcast. Hopefully you guys had a great time. This is the first time I've ever had like three people like I've been interviewing at the same time, so it was a great experience, especially to experience it with you guys,
the big three.
But is there anything else that you guys have to add before we end it off?
No, just thanks so much for having us. You're the best. Thank you for having us.
Hey, well, thank you guys.
Go Streaks.
Hey, yeah. Here we go, Blue Streaks. Tune in on Wednesday. We got a game against, maybe, we don't know who yet, but 7 p.m. Charlie Capital.
Yeah, but one last thing I have to add. Shout out to my boy Owen, my favorite teammate of all time, and Momo. Love you both, brothers for life. All right, so make sure you like, comment, subscribe, share with friends and family. And Tuesdays at noon, episodes will be out. We got two on Tuesday. So go check out the other one if you watch this one. And then I have a 1-year anniversary podcast special coming up. It's going to be awesome. Looking forward to it. So, all right. Well, that'll do it. Peace, everyone.